Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis from Radio Row, Super Bowl Friday, February 4th, 2011.
Episode 6.54, the Super Bowl 45 preview show, live from Radio Row in North Texas, Dallas, Texas more specifically. And Jeffrey, even though there's 8 inches of snow on the ground, it's getting hotter in Dallas.
Don't exaggerate, Steven. There might be 7 inches of snow.
8 inches of snow.
Did you
fall in the snow and get buried?
Oh, so you actually have a physical measurement from
yes,
your body.
Yes, I do.
I see.
I do.
Well, I would think with your lack of girth that you would have just disappeared in the snowbank.
I almost did.
At 8 inches, you'd just be gone.
I almost did.
My gosh.
So there you go, but
fresh
it's getting
snow.
Hotter.
It is. It's almost twice as warm. It's nearly 30 degrees today. We've doubled the temperature.
It's warmer, yet there's 8 inches of snow on the ground. I don't know how that makes sense.
Actually
that doesn't
says
make
it's
sense
19
to me.
Right now. I don't know if it's gotten any warmer at all, Steven.
Does that make sense to you?
It's supposed to get up to 28 today is what they're saying. So
going to have a big show.
Big show. We're
right
eagerly
now.
Awaiting Colts, out of the gate.
Colts tight end Dallas Clark going to be joining us here in a moment. We're going to have Adam Sandler promoting his new movie.
Now, that's a theoretical that should
okay,
come.
Dallas that's
Clark.
Right.
You can count on Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas will be here.
That's a definite.
Adam
Sandler
possibly,
is 80%.
But my big dog. Michael Irvin.
Michael Irvin.
That's
going to happen. That's an 80% too.
That's okay.
85.
Come on, give it 90.
Stuff can happen.
That's Michael Irvin. Give
stuff
him 90.
Can happen with the network.
We're going to give him 90 because this is my big dog.
Okay, he's a big dog.
All right, so there you go. Coming up right now, Dallas Clark. Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves. Hey, Jeff, this is really interesting that we are doing a preview part two.
Well, why not? We said we were going to do as many shows we could from Radio Row.
Yes.
Bring as many big guests as we could
yes.
from Radio Row. That's what we're doing.
All right. Well, if that's what we're doing, I am looking forward to the next guy. He has been a fantasy football savior of mine for many years.
Yeah, until this year.
Well, yes.
Boy, there's something happened on October 22nd that we're not going to bum him out with
we're
since
not.
He's not here.
We're not.
But we can talk about that wrist injury, man.
But when he does sit here, we'll just ask him to see how he's feeling. And if
should we ask him about fantasy football?
And we should ask him if he plays, and if it's going to be worth a shot taking him.
Would he draft him above the 11th round
yeah.
this year? Would he?
He's a third, fourth rounder, dude.
It depends on how big your league is.
Okay, fourth, fifth rounder. Then.
That fifth may be good.
But certainly the third tight end
oh,
off the
absolutely.
Board.
You go You go
Gates,
and then you go up in San Francisco, Vernon Davis.
No, I would go Witten. I'd go Gates,
you
Witten, and
Clark. You always go Witten ahead of everybody.
I'm sorry. I'd go Gates, Witten, and Clark.
That's not a bad way to go.
Yeah.
Except for this year. But
yeah, Gates killed me in the end.
Yeah.
Because he did not play those final couple of games there for San Diego, and that killed me. Put
so
a nail in my coffin.
Let's tell people about the little driving this morning. I wake up to the sound of
how
laughter
cars?
In the house. 18 vehicles spun out.
18 vehicles on the side
on
of
the
road
of the
that
road.
We drove. And Jeffrey's trying to get us bad karma by taking pictures of the cars.
Steven thinks it's bad juju to take the pictures of fallen vehicles because that means you're inviting the onslaught.
Yeah, exactly.
And, Steven, we got here in 1 hour.
That means the next group of people that people are going to be taking a picture of is going to be us on the side of the road stuck in the snow.
At least we look good because we're wearing suits.
Well, we're only wearing suits because we're going to be in TV in 2 hours.
That's right. But at least if you're going to be pulled over on the side of the road, you might as well look good.
So I've got a question. Are we going to have Dallas Clark kick the field goal today?
Hell yes.
All right. How many people have made the field goal this
week?
I'd
say three.
We had Martin Gramatica.
Right.
He nailed it. And he's a kicker.
Right.
So if he doesn't make the kick.
Right.
All right. Then we
had Brian Billick,
a head coach, nailed the first
kick. He did really, really well.
Then the funny story is, if you heard yesterday's show, Mike Smith, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, was on. And from where I was sitting, from my vantage
and
point,
mine.
He nailed it.
Yeah.
Well, and if you heard the show, you
made
heard us celebrate.
About
and
big, it.
Yeah. Making it. But then Mike Smith later on passes by our booth and he's like, guys, I didn't make that kick.
the dignity
honest
and integrity
the
of
end,
the man.
Dude, honest to the end, head coach Mike Smith. And that's why we love him in the Atlanta Falcons.
Seriously. God, he's owning up to something that doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
If he's going to own up to stuff that doesn't matter, I think he can be trusted in the big stuff.
I think it's cool that a head coach would come back afterwards and say, guys, I didn't make the kick. I know you guys said that I did, but I didn't make it.
There you go.
All right.
So
well,
what we woke to this morning, while we're waiting for Dallas Clark, what we woke to this morning, we went to bed watching the weather forecast. Now, there is a pretty good chance of 1, maybe 2 inches of snow on the ground come morning.
That
It'll
was the
be
forecast.
And that was the forecast at 11 o'clock last night.
Jeffrey, at 1 o'clock when I got up to, you know, visit Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Yes, I looked out the window. Those 2 inches of snow were already on the ground.
Had well fallen, and we were moving into 3 and 4.
The snow flurries were huge. And it was like the ground was already blanketed.
Now, we woke to a winter wonderland.
Yes.
February 4th, the winter wonderland.
If it were Christmas?
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Well, you know what? Made me,
but it's not
it
Christmas.
It made me sad, but then it made me happy. So they said on the news this morning. So immediately, Stephen Cubs wakes me up. He's like, dude, there's 8 inches of snow on the ground outside, fresh
how
snow.
How are we getting downtown?
How we get, what do we even go? Can we go? I'm like, of course we're going to go. It's fresh snow. If we're the first ones on the road, we're going to be in good shape because we got our kick butt Kia, and we're going to be able to do this.
The Kia has taken us everywhere. It looks like Dallas Clark is making
his
way
over.
Over right now. They're bringing him over. It's going to be quick. He's only because he's got so many demands,
well, just,
so much demands on his
him
time.
In for us, which was
yeah,
very
they squeezed
nice.
Him, and we're going to just get a couple minutes from Dallas.
In fact, we need to give a shout out to Mark, who sets
that's
things
right.
up
Mark,
for him, is handling things.
Big man looks like he's walking down this way. We'll have a little fun. We'll ask him a couple fantasy questions, and we'll make sure that we ask him some questions about the state of the Indianapolis Colts.
Now, pop quiz, Stephen. Where did Dallas Clark go to college?
That is a good question. You
Penn
don't
State.
Pop quiz me
Penn
on
State.
Radio Row.
Well,
you don't. You don't
he's
do
not
that.
Here yet.
Here comes the big dog right now. It looks like he's walking right up here. Dallas Clark, folks.
Dallas hey Clark. Hey.
Hey, Dallas. How you doing? Good to see you.
Jeff Ellis.
How are you doing, Jeff?
Good.
Sit right on in here. Jump right on in here with us.
How you guys doing?
Pro Bowl tight end, and more important, you scoot up as close as you can. More than important than Pro Bowl tight end, fantasy football stud.
and today, American Heart Association spokesman, right?
Yeah.
Dallas?
Yes.
What are you talking about to us about today?
Just here for the American Heart Association. It's GoRedForWomen.org. It's Go Red for Women Day. It's actually National Red Day. Everyone's supposed to be wearing red.
And he's
We're
wearing
seeing
a red
lot
sweater.
Of red. Nice
yes.
red sweater.
I am not wearing red because I'm a Houston Texans fan. So
not that there's anything wrong with being a Houston Texas fan in Texas.
Actually, I'm wearing it so I don't get beat up. No, really, I'm a Texan fan. Don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Put the club down.
Yeah.
No, it's Go Red today, and it's number one killer for women is heart disease, and
that is just so underknown.
No,
that's a fact that is lost to most people.
That could be at a trivia at your next house party. Like, what is the number one killer?
You
for
know,
women?
And that's such a good crowd breaker, ice breaker for a party. Is what's the number one killer of women?
It is, and I mean, I tell you, you should see the conversations that come. I mean, it just flows. It's,
yeah,
it doesn't
how
get
to
quiet.
Kill a room without
yeah.
even
but
trying.
We actually had Leon Lett, who was also here talking about it. It's a good cause.
It's a great
and
cause.
And we
it
appreciate
is.
You taking a few minutes to stop by and talk to us about it. Want to ask you a quick question about your health. Because you
Stephen,
killed me, dog.
The scar,
you were my fantasy football tight end.
You killed him. The scar is right next to me, Steven.
Yeah. Oh, how do you feel, bud?
I feel great.
You do?
He's
got one on the top and bottom of the wrist. Did they go in from multiple sides?
Well, I didn't want to be off balance, so I told them, even me out. All right, Mick, come on now.
All right,
come on, Mick, cut me even.
So here's the tough question. I'm in the fourth, fifth round of my fantasy football draft next year, and I need a tight end. And Dallas Clark is on the board. Do
He's
I
money.
Do I do it? Do I take Dallas Clark?
Do you
Clark?
Draft you?
Do you want to win? Is that?
Yes,
absolutely.
Okay. We want to win. We want to be able to scream championship right at the end.
I would probably take me then.
Nice.
Now, all right. We don't want to take too
more
much.
Question, one more
okay,
question.
Go ahead,
this is the first time in a long time that you've had time on your hands this time of year. You had your one and out in the playoffs that terribly disappointing, especially not being able to be part of it.
Yeah.
What's it like to have time on your hands this time of year?
It's tough. It's you know, it's different, and but it's it gives me great chances to do something like this and to help out the American Heart Association. So something that, you know, you normally wouldn't have time for, but it's you know, it's different. You definitely don't want to get used to it, but you know, going out at week six of the season was absolutely miserable.
It was devastating.
It's just even the time after that when you're sitting there and watching your friends go to work every day and just go out there and fight, you know, for one another and not be a part of it. It's like you just kind of get separated from the team, and it's kind of like you won like a sweet raffle at the grocery store that you get to be like on the sideline for every home game, you know, for every game.
For some of us, being on the sidelines of a game is pretty cool. For some of you, I wouldn't think as much.
Miserable. It is miserable.
All right. Dallas Clark was going to let him go, but before we do, we've been having our – do you ever play paper football?
You had to.
Flip football.
Finger flip football.
Do you want
– Yes, we want to see your prowess.
See the field goal?
So you can take off your headphones.
I'll set a record.
Nice. Well, only three people have made it so far this week.
That's right. I have to go from this angle?
No, no, no. We're gonna set you. Okay. Take the headset.
So
take the headset.
Martin Gramatica.
All right. Actually, Vinatieri.
But yeah, he didn't get a chance. Martin Gramatica made it.
Made it.
Bill Belichick made it.
Really?
And then the third was Vic the Brick Jacobs. We don't know why. We don't know why.
I'm going to Vinatieri this thing.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to give the
Vinatieri. And Steve is going to sit here and set him up and hook him up. And yeah, you do it from the end of the table there. You got to jump the helmets and everything because they're your big linemen that are in the way that are trying to block your kick. Now, just so you know, should you miss or slip, there's always the timeout. See, there, timeout was just called. They tried to ice the kicker, and so now he's set up. Fortunately, he missed the first one, but now not this time. Oh, wide left. We haven't had a wide left, but thanks for going wide left.
I didn't follow through.
Dallas Clark.
Dang it.
Thanks
Dallas
so much
Clark,
for joining us.
Thank you very much.
We
appreciate it. American
Heart,
go red day today.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your time.
Back at Radio Row, live from Dallas, Texas, and sitting with us right now, the lovely Leslie Visser. How are you doing, Leslie?
How are you guys? What time is it back where you're broadcasting?
In L.A.? It's 8 a.m.
No,
LA. In the U.K.
London.
We're back in the
U.K.
Yes.
Well, it depends. Then it's plus 6 from here. It's 2 o'clock, I think. 3 o'clock
in the afternoon.
I hear 4.
Math was not my thing.
Yeah. You know, I do. I flick my finger over here and it tells me it's 4:05.
Yes.
But I told you guys, my fiance Bob Knuth and I just came back from London. We were at the Ritz for New Year's, and it was spectacular. I mean, it was, you know, we walked around Mayfair and we walked around Bond Street and we went to see Hamlet, and there's a play coming to the United States, War Horse. Have some of your colleagues over there told you?
No, I haven't heard of War Horse.
It'll be the hottest thing on Broadway for 10 years.
It's
brilliant.
Wow.
It's kind of a drama musical puppetry. Does that sound?
Yeah.
And you said you had you saw some bagpipes being played, the Queen's?
At midnight. The Queen's bagpiper, who is Scottish, came in at midnight and played Auld Lang Syne.
That gave me chills.
That
is remarkable. What a special, special treat.
Ritz That's did awesome. A beautiful job.
The Queen doesn't allow me to get near Buckingham Palace
there's
when
issues
I
because,
travel.
Oh, really? Well, there's special security concerns because she and Stephen, it was the 70s, and there was
ago.
A lot of craziness
long,
that went on in the 70s. And the Queen, for her own dignity's
okay,
sake.
Okay, let's get off.
Do you think was Stephen at Annabelle's with the Queen?
We can't go into that right
we
now.
We can't discuss that.
Where's News of the World when we need them?
Where's TMZ, dang it? So, Leslie, one of the NFC insiders. So, now, are you biased because of your NFC slant for CBS Sports?
Well, CBS, of course, did the NFC for years and years, and we're now the AFC network.
That's right.
Okay, AFC. Yeah. Well, I can't keep track.
Now it's been, you know, Steelers and Jets and Patriots, but CBS sends me every year to the NFC playoff games. So I have seen all the Green Bay.
You're doing the advance work.
I did all the Green Bay. I was in Philadelphia. I was in Chicago. And you know what happens? When you keep seeing a team winning, you start to think they're invincible.
Exactly.
I mean, no one's hotter than Aaron Rodgers. I think the two defensive coordinators in this game kind of cancel each other out because Dick LeBeau is the equal of Don Capers.
Right.
So, you know, I just think it's which quarterback makes the mistake.
And who do you like? Should we get a prediction from Leslie?
We need a prediction.
Absolutely.
They love that in the U.K.
As John Madden says, where are you from?
We're from L.A. They're from the U.K.
Okay.
You know what?
I think it's the Packers. I think he's got all those receivers. He can spread it out. the defense, the linebackers, Clay Matthews. And then you saw B.J. Raji drop into coverage.
Batman that's with football. Right. That's what
I
we
told
call
Kevin
it.
Carter, if you put on 100 pounds, you'll win a Super Bowl.
Kevin Carter, who was just on with us. Leslie, talk to us about the glasses. Now.
First of all, your glasses are stunning.
Yeah,
thank you.
Seriously.
Because you know what? Now I'm taking mine
Steven
off.
Steven and I are now
mine
officially over 40.
I'm just taking mine off.
I had
now.
Laser surgery.
Oh, you did?
And now that's starting to slip a little bit. I've needed reading glasses. And it's just been frustrating.
Well, these lenses, for both of you, they're protective lenses, and they change in the light conditions, which is what's so great. I mean, think of all of us. We're out at a game, and, you know, sometimes you're squinting, then you put the glasses on, then the cloud comes.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to take these off. And they're 100%. They block the UV rays. Honestly, these are so great for – think of all your soccer fans. Oh, football fans. I apologize. I'm an Arsenal
guy,
by the way. Did I
lose
that?
No!
See, Man U. You reek of Man U.
He's worse. He's Tottenham.
Oh, well, that's – well, yeah, okay.
I'm a Spur.
The North London Derby has now been fancied in favor of Arsenal.
So, wait, didn't Manchester – they're going for some record, right?
I don't care. They're Manchester. Who cares?
And I'm a Red Sox. It's the same. Man U, Yankees.
You lost me with the Red Sox.
I am crushed that you chose Arsenal.
Oh, I'm an Arsenal.
Go Gooners.
Gosh, I am
– Gooner for life.
I went out there. I was the first day it opened.
That
Emirates Stadium.
New Emirates.
Yes, I was there the day it opened.
Emirates.
They let us take tours. It was the greatest.
Maybe we just
greatest.
Need to start traveling with Leslie.
Yes, you do.
I'm all for that.
But the lenses, I want you get cumulative damage, which is what I have to my eye. And so these really are, they're like sun lotion for your eyes.
So what do we ask for when we go in and we get our prescription? And we're
seriously.
Ready to get, what do we ask for?
You don't necessarily need prescription. It's they are glasses, but when you do, you say,
who
I
makes
want,
them?
Well, Transitions lenses are the lenses. Like these frames, are
right.
they Gucci?
The
what
like
do they
whatever,
say on the
I don't even know.
I think they're Gucci.
I can't see that well.
You just, you want to go in and you to your eye care provider and say, I would like
So like if I go to Costco, could I just ask for the transition lenses, maybe?
It's better
or should
if you
I be
go
better
to
at a,
optometrist.
An optometrist?
Yes,
Costco has legitimate optometrists.
I see them now.
They
I see them
oh, well,
now.
Then maybe they are.
There you go.
Know,
they are Gucci. I do
they
see
They are Gucci.
Them.
Yeah, but
the reason I have these horrible reading glasses is because my Pradas got swiped.
Oh,
I had
sure.
Pradas. And,
well, probably he took them.
No, I
Jeff.
Didn't take him.
Jeff wouldn't be cool enough to pull off the Prada lenses.
But you know what? It's anyway. They've been a lifesaver. I want you guys to consider it, and especially all your football fans who are listening. They're at those stadiums,
right?
Yeah,
you're out in the sun. They go dark. You get in inside, and
they go light,
or even cloud cover, however it changes.
That's
you know,
perfect.
One thing we all have to do. Is I'd love to go to Liverpool and hear them sing. Would
yes.
you love
yes.
to hear
oh my gosh,
them? You'll never
fantastic.
Walk alone.
Yeah.
Can we do that next year?
Actually, let's
I'm all
do
over
it.
That.
Great.
Let's sign up. I'm in. I'm all in.
Thank you, Sky Sports.
Leslie Visser, CBS. Thank you so
thanks,
much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you, Leslie. We appreciate. Wait a minute. Are
we got to do the football thing.
Do the
oh,
the
I
field
will.
Game.
All right. All right. Do I do it with or without the headset?
Without the headset. Take the headset off, and Jeffrey is going to bring you right on over here to the football. Here it is. All right. Here we go. Hold on 1 second.
Can't find the ball.
Oh, no. That is a shame. Oh, that's right. He got blocked.
Oh, all right. What's wrong with this one?
You want to kick the entire ball?
Well, I just have to hit that.
You'll hit the camera and you'll kill your cameraman. Okay. Les. Yeah, put it. There you go. Leslie Visser. She's right through the goalpost. She's lining up.
What?
Oh, they froze her. They froze her and scared Leslie just a little bit with the timeout. No more timeouts now. Yes, perfect. She's going lefty. She's going lefty with the flick. And it's up. Oh, just short.
What's the height of that thing?
Leslie wants to know if our goalpost is regulation size. That was Leslie Visser. All right, we're coming back to you live from Radio Row, Dallas, Texas.
Nick Lowry.
And as much as we always have our kicker line, we got kicker Nick Lowry here with us.
And you know what? You know how I learned to kick?
How'd you learn to kick, Nick?
My mother was in one of the first full classes of women at Oxford. My father was working in the U.S. Embassy. And I went to one of the oldest schools in England. Then it was a red brick Victorian building on Kensington High Street. And I played soccer when in 66.
You played football.
I was 10 years old, real football, when England won the World Cup. And that was like my...
No way!
My, you know... fantasy of all fantasies.
Yeah.
And then we played rugby 1 month a year, and they were like, you should play. I was 10. I was about 8 inches taller than anyone else on the team. And they said, you should play for the 13-year-old team.
Yeah.
And so that's when I first knew that I could kick field goals, but I played soccer.
Now,
that's
Nick,
how I learned.
I've got a question, because we diss on kickers on our show like mad. Well, here's our standard rant.
Kickers.
And we say that very droll because for
kickers.
Now, you're blowing out people's iPods right now. So
guess what? This
there.
Kicker is 6'4", 220.
Yeah, hang on,
25.
But you're going to prove
he'll
a point
smack,
for me. You're going to prove
way,
a point for me.
You haven't missed too many meals either, by the way. Just wanted to mention
I have
that.
A point to make that I think you can prove.
Okay,
this
prove
is it.
It.
Nick, I believe that if people actually played soccer, if we went after soccer players, the state of kicking in the NFL would increase dramatically, and we would no longer be able to go kickers.
Actually, what I would tell soccer players like Tony Miola, who is a great goalkeeper for the U.S., who
he's outstanding.
Apprenticed to me, you've got to have a commitment of at least 3 to 4 years, because people like David Beckham would go crazy.
Oh, sure.
If he didn't go crazy already.
Yeah, he is crazy.
Waiting on the sidelines for that 1.3 seconds, you either get it done or not. And then suddenly these little voices start saying, You know, David, you've made 243 consecutive field goals in practice, but if you miss this one, they will have your nuts. Excuse me. They'll have your head.
So
off
Nick,
with his head.
So, Nick, so is that what happens? You guys get voices in your heads right before you get to kick the field goal?
Because
I often
English
wonder.
You know what?
Happens.
Let me just say this. I've got no superstitions except I do cut off the head of a chicken and pour blood over me right
well, yeah.
before the game.
I mean, that's a given.
Is
of
that
course
a superstition?
You do. No, that's realistic.
Is it a live chicken? Or
of course it's alive.
At
least until I cut its head off.
Bull Durham.
But it keeps running. It keeps
the
running.
The blood won't stop.
Without the head.
The blood won't stop. My God.
Nick, we're
off with his head. It's just a flesh wound. Just a flesh wound.
I'll bite your knees off, I will. All right, now, Nick, on a serious note.
I can still headbutt you.
We are no longer the knights that go knee.
Now
we are the
knights
that go ecky-ecky.
Wow, woo.
I
got a Hall of Famer in the room. We've got to be a little bit more respectful.
I never knew that I was going to have this much fun with Nick Lowry at my table.
Now, hang on.
We're actually here to talk about
John Cleese would be a great kicker. He would say, hold my balls and don't laugh.
Oh,
and
God.
Stop laughing.
That's a reasonable.
Not funny.
It's a reasable Cleese impersonation, and he lives out with us. He lives in Santa Barbara. Lives
oh,
in Santa Barbara
gosh.
Now.
Okay, seriously.
Because
let's
it's
get,
too cold
let's get
in the UK.
We got
Can we talk about head injuries and head trauma?
Yeah,
serious.
Speaking of head injuries. Speaking
you
of
know,
madness.
Those soccer players, they don't need helmets.
And that's why
they're
they
not,
have.
There's wimpy Americans that wear those big old helmets.
Okay, let me tell you what I found interesting at Media Day. Hines Ward said he still wears the old Rydell helmet. He feels that is more safer than the newer helmets that are coming out that are designed specifically to protect from head injuries.
To reduce concussions.
He said that at Media Day.
Okay, well, let me just tell you this. The only test that's required legally right now, and Alan Schwartz will document this with the New York Times,
We've
New York Times, by
show.
The way,
We've
is not
Alan.
A bad paper. Not quite the London Times.
It is, but they say Mr. Schwartz.
Is that
they
Alan
don't
Mr. Schwartz said that the
no,
only
no,
testing
Alan's not here.
Is Alan? The only testing right now is that at the time of production, not 10 years later when they're still using it, that it prevents the skull cracking. And I'm sorry, but the level of hits we've learned, not only the concussive hits, but all of those other hits that go
right.
subconcussive. Are so, and it happens now, it's kind of the equivalent of a header.
Yeah.
They're right. now finding out those headers right there.
Absolutely.
I mean, or they hit the nose.
Right,
above,
the bridge of the nose
they
to
are,
the, to
they
the
are
skull.
Damaging.
Yes, they're damaging the brain.
Young soccer players.
Absolutely.
So it's the same thing, except it's even more significant. So we've got to have much higher standards for helmets, and also we've got to have different rules changes where if there's a helmet-to-helmet hit, sort of like what they have with a goalkeeper being, you know, screwed
right.
around with by somebody. You can't touch.
If he's
goalkeeper.
Outside the box, he's
you can't
toast.
Kick him in the head.
Right.
right. It's the same thing. You can't kick. You can't kick above the helmet.
Right. right. You have an illegal kick. So what? My question, Nick, is my frustration. And we've had Alan on the show before, and when Alan's been on the show before, we've asked him about this, and he's talked about a lot of the testing that's been done, and the testing that's coming out now is fantastic, but it all requires a baseline. You have to have some test that was done prior to a concussive incident taking place so that you can now measure later on and see if there's a difference
between
the
two. Problem is nobody's taking those tests.
Nobody's taking the early test because they're playing right now.
But now that we're asking that question, there's actually right now there's a new test that within a minute supposedly can give you a pretty significant insight as to whether you've had that kind of hit. But the most important thing to me, beyond the helmets, are the rules themselves, the tackling requirements that are already being passed in Pennsylvania, in Chicago, that have to require not only watching a film, but being coached that way, and then, of course, penalties, so that it's a 20- and 30-yard penalty.
With a meaningful penalty.
And all we're doing is, like
we're finding
sports,
people after the fact.
We have to educate people more and more and more so that they learn how to play football, but they're not having to sustain these practice hits that probably are just as important to the long-term health
right.
of that person.
You're absolutely right.
That's incredible because I remember seeing stars once. I played football a very long time ago, and I remember getting hit, seeing stars, and you know what? I don't remember the next several plays. I played quarterback at the time, and I went back under center. I ran the plays. I threw the ball, and don't remember those ever doing those next several plays. I was never pulled from a football game. I don't remember ever being pulled.
This is all new stuff. You know, so most of the things that have to do with changing large-scale behavioral habits, like
right.
even the designated driver thing,
you're right.
that
right.
took everybody getting on the same page. What's
it
needed
took a cultural
is people like
change.
Sandy Grossman, people like Alan Schwartz, Chris Dawinski, Dr. Cantu, et cetera, Malcolm Gladwell, and the overall pervasive culture, John Madden himself, Troy
yes.
Aikman himself, Steve Young himself, all saying, you know, I had 9, 10, 11 concussions.
Right.
I don't want my kids playing. And guess what? Maybe we can help them say, maybe it's okay. But we're going to have to take responsibility and simply change the way we honor the health of our kids.
What do we do with current players like a Jerome Harrison who says, you know what? You're supposed to strap it back on and get back out there.
Well, the rule is very simple. If you've had a concussion, then you're not going back in the game. And whether you're Jerome Harrison or anybody else, you're going to thank us when you're 60 years
exactly.
old.
Exactly, and you know your children's names.
You can complete a sentence.
Yes.
And Jerome Harrison is the most fearsome player in the game.
Yeah.
That's why I pick, by the way, Pittsburgh 22-17, even though Green Bay has better team speed.
So you're taking the Steelers?
Good
Steelers
man.
Because
High five.
Of experience, because of Ben Roethlisberger's got something to prove after his knuckleheaded stuff in the offseason. By the way, speaking of concussions...
Yeah.
I mean, that motorcycle injury
that motorcycle,
combined with
yeah,
all the other concussions.
My gosh.
You know, what is he looking forward to as well? All the hits that a
he's
guy like Ben Roethlisberger, who doesn't go down.
Yeah.
And he gets hit. He's suspended, standing up, gets hit, a hit, a hit. He's probably getting twice as many as anybody else because he's so tough.
Okay.
And what about Aaron Rodgers, who suffered a concussion during the season, had
exactly.
to miss time?
How? You know, and why is Aaron Rodgers so great? Because of his ability to maintain clear focus, calm decision making with or Tom Brady, all the great
yeah.
quarterbacks. I think Aaron Rodgers, the only guy I think is maybe Tom Brady. Drew Brees is up there, but Tom Brady and maybe Aaron Rodgers is going to surpass him this year if he wins the Super Bowl because of that ability to have the poise
yeah.
under pressure to make incredibly good decisions.
Yeah.
All right. So you're on the bandwagon with Jeff. He likes the Steelers. I like the Packers in this one.
Well, this has been the most unpredictable season ever.
Yes.
I would agree.
Starting with
Thank
Seattle
you.
Beating Drew Brees.
Don't start with
and
me.
New Orleans, right?
Yeah, seriously.
Ever.
That was crazy.
Show me one person that could actually make a prediction that was like 50%
If you
right.
picked that one, you were flipping a coin.
Yeah, everybody's
right.
excited. I got half my picks. I'm a genius.
Yeah, I'm a genius.
Nick, before
Nick,
we let you go,
we don't mean to lower the gauntlet.
But we got to have you make a kick.
Paper football.
You play paper football?
Yes. Flick football?
There it is.
It's only a flesh wound.
We'll take the heads.
Nick Lowry. No, you do it from down here. It's got to be fair. Martin Gramatica.
I'll set him up.
7-yarder, man.
Martin Gramatica made this.
Guess what? Afterwards, he jumped up and he blew out his knee.
Oh! That was actually his brother. That was his brother. But here you go.
Here you go. Nick Lowry here about to make his paper football debut.
All right.
About to make his paper football debut on live radio. So
Nick,
here he goes. Nick Lowry. He's setting up. The kick, the wind blew it off the tee. The kick is up. Martin Gramatica, they iced the kicker. They called the timeout and they iced the kicker. So Nick gets a do-over. Nick Lowry. Nick Lowry, a nervous wrecker. He's moving closer. There's a 5-yard penalty. Thank goodness. You got to be watch those blockers. Those guys are big. Those guys are big. Brian Billick's made it. Martin Gramatica, wide right. Wide right. Proving our point, Nick Lowry.
Nick. Ask me if I care.
Do you care, Nick?
Do you care, Nick?
Are you kidding me?
Thanks a lot.
I think you cared a little
Nick
bit.
Lowry, Nick kicker Lowry, kicker of Kansas City Chiefs.
Join us from Radio Row, Steve Weisch, NFL.com, but you may know us know him best from NFL Network. Steve, welcome.
I appreciate you having me on. This is great. I like the little Packers and Steelers helmet here. You guys
absolutely.
Have, you guys have like so much swag here. There's like nine cameras. You got the extended microphone.
As Rich Eisen says, it's all about the swag.
It's all about the
anyone
swag.
Anyone who says differently is a liar.
And they just don't know better.
That's Rich. He thinks it's not about the swag. And I see him picking up golf balls and everything.
Yeah, I got all swag all over the place.
I mean, look at this. You got the little plastic.
Oh, yeah, you wait until you're done.
I wish you all could get the visual. He's got like a little plastic, you know, goal post up here. I think they're playing like
you're actually going to have
finger football. Finger football.
That's right.
So far,
you can't leave.
Of the 38 people we've had try the field goal, only three people have made it. Martin Gramatica, obviously a kicker.
Automatically
better.
Better. But Nick Lowry missed. Went that's wide true. Right. The pressure got to
what's
him.
What's up with all the kickers? Okay.
Brian Billick.
Coach Billick
of
nailed
course,
it.
Well, Billick nailed it.
Coach
he probably,
was awesome.
He probably did all the geometric theorems.
He did.
And somehow
he pulled
figured
out
that
a Hewlett Packard calculator and started doing some stuff.
Well, I mean, he is the smartest guy ever.
Pat Kerwin nailed it.
Pat Kerwin.
Okay, well, that's tough to live up to. You got two guys I work with.
Yeah, I know. So they're colleagues, and so they're
so
not good
go,
for me. But don't worry.
Not good for me. Leslie Visser was
she shanked it off the post.
She shanked it off the post.
Now, but supermodel Marissa Miller,
kicked
it went behind her.
Yes.
She kicked it, and somehow it hit the jet stream and went behind her.
Yeah,
the wind kicked
up. You guys lifted the dome off the place when she had to kick, right? You had the elements in play.
Vic the Brick.
Vic the Brick.
He hit the goal post.
Oh my
so,
God.
Steve, thank you for sitting down with us. Just a quick question about this game. You got two football teams, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Green Bay Packers, rich with history in the Super Bowl. How do you break it down? We've had everybody try to give us a prediction, and nobody can.
And we differ on the game. I got the Steelers. He's got the Packers. And we're not saying take sides between us. But really, break it down. What's going to happen?
Well, you know, I think this could be a game where there's a tale of two halves. You look how these teams work. And I think
no one
Green
said
Bay,
this is cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think Green Bay is the type of team that could get out early. We've seen that in the playoffs. We've seen them really get going.
Yeah.
And I think the way they attack, they're kind of like New Orleans last year where they dictate tempo.
Yes.
They're going to come out and try and get on the board early before Dick LeBeau and that Steelers defense makes adjustments.
Makes their adjustments.
Okay, so now once those adjustments come into play, then you'll see the Steelers settle down a little bit. And then I think this is where we get into the guts of the game.
Nice.
Okay, and then with Ben Roethlisberger.
So has, Packers has, early lead. Don't think anything
about
it.
Yeah, don't think anything of it. Because
okay.
they're going to settle in. And you know,
Act two.
And you know Roethlisberger at the you know the end of the game is just so money. He's so clutch.
Yeah.
I like that. Here's the difference in the game, though. I think I like Green Bay because they have forced eight turnovers here in the postseason. Six interceptions, two fumbles.
Right.
They're the type of team right now that just has something going. Whenever the ball is in the air, the defensive backs get their hands on the ball. They don't just knock it down. They make plays. They actually pick it off. So I think they're going to get a turnover, too. I think Charles Woodson's going to be a big factor in this game. I like Green Bay to win by a field goal.
Green Bay by a field goal. You know what makes me nervous about that? If it's close, every time in the Super Bowl, what we have seen from the Pittsburgh Steelers when they've made it against Seattle, against Arizona, when it gets to the fourth quarter, if they're still in the game, they find a way to score at the end to win the game.
And Green Bay hasn't won a lot of close games this year. That's what's weird. They win by a lot. They win by, you know, 30. They win by 20.
It was pretty close last week against Chicago.
That was true.
Look, everything – and you know, I've got a column coming out about this. Everything we've said about what Green Bay didn't do earlier in the year,
right?
They've done in the postseason. Okay, they only had three road wins in the regular season.
Well,
they've
how many have they got in a row
got
now?
Three in a row in the playoffs.
Exactly.
Okay? Aaron Rodgers couldn't win the close game, or he couldn't do things like that in the regular season. Well, he's done that
biggest
in the
stage.
Playoffs. Okay, so there are certain things. I mean, they lost to Atlanta, so they couldn't play tough football. Well, they go in there and they smash them in Atlanta. Okay, and then, Chicago, you know, they kind of got their
number. Atlanta can't lose, by the way, at home.
Yeah,
they've only lost one game in 4 years.
Well, that would now be two.
Exactly.
Actually, three. But
three now, right.
Yeah, three.
But, you know, it's just a situation. Everything we've said about what Green Bay didn't do earlier in the season.
They're doing.
So that's why I just can't count
when
them out right now.
When did this column go up? The one you're
It should
to?
Be up on NFL.com today.
Okay,
I don't know exactly what time, but it should be up today.
NFL.com.
Yep. But just kind of talks about it. Even overcoming all the injuries they've had to overcome.
Tons.
They didn't have a running game, remember?
Yeah.
Okay, now, James Starks is not Jim Brown.
No.
But he's giving them enough of a presence because he's a big back where you've got to pay attention.
I say 2.5 yards a carry from him, and that will be enough.
That'll be enough. If they can get somewhere between 18.
Just somewhere legitimate.
If they can get between 18 and 25 attempts.
Yes.
To do some things to set up the play-action passing game to get some short yards. And remember now, the New York Jets ran a little bit on the Steelers.
Right.
Okay, now the Packers' type of run game is different. They run that kind of stretch, play-action, cutback running game. That's not good against the Steelers' defense. If you can play power football like the Jets did, then you might be able to set up the ground game a little bit. But I think we're going to see some points. I think it's going to be a 27-24, 28-24 type ball game. It's not going to be a defensive stalemate. At least let's hope not.
Yeah.
But these are two great defenses as well. But I just think the fact that the Packers have been so adept at forcing turnovers in the playoffs will play into their favor again.
Very, right. Very good. That's great analysis.
I think I'm with you. I think there's going to be a lot of score points. I think both teams can get over 30 points in this football
game. I don't know about that.
I mean, these defenses are good, but don't forget.
Inside of Cowboy Stadium. That stadium is fast.
Last time they played, they lit it up.
Mike Wallace, Greg Jennings.
Again, to that point, neither one of these teams gives up the big play.
That's true.
Neither one of these teams has a great return game in the punt or the kickoff. So we're going to see some longer
field position.
Yeah, longer drives. So field position is going to be huge. Okay, so this is something you also have to factor in. That's why I don't think we're going to have an over-the-top scoring game. But I do think, again, it'll be in the 20s. Maybe we'll have a defensive score, something like that. But I just don't know if it's going to be like last season when the teams were so different. The Packers secondary was far worse than it is now. And the Steelers were just really out of rhythm because once Aaron Rodgers got through that first quarter, he was tagging them.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
And in the past two games, the Packers have scored a defensive touchdown. B.J. Rozzi showing them some smooth,
soft
hands.
You gotta love that, man. Do it for the big fellas.
We call it fat man with football.
The game before,
Tremont Williams,
out of nowhere.
He's been the star of the postseason.
Took it to the house right before the half, and that changed the whole game there for Atlanta.
Absolutely, and we've seen Sam Shields, you know, a guy who was a wide receiver in college, an undrafted player. Two big picks last week against Chicago. So, I mean, there's a lot of things in play here, and I think personnel-wise, the Packers have some very favorable matchups. I mean, they're wide receivers. They may not be the most household name, but, I mean, they come at you in droves. Guys like Jordy Nelson and James Jones and
love them.
Greg Jennings and Driver. They get the tight end Quarles involved a little bit. They just do so much. But, I mean, they've got to block the Steelers. They've got to block Lamar Woodley and Harrison and Casey Hampton. And that's, you know, look, that's what I'm saying. They've got to get out early because once the Steelers on this fast track defensively – get their footing, it's going to be on.
Okay. Now, right. Steve, a question. How are you feeling right now? Are you feeling the rhythm?
The pressure
the
of the kick?
Are you feeling – I mean,
I'm feeling
in this
cold, man.
And
I think we need to
So we don't need to ice the kicker?
We
got to find the football first.
Are you going to make me take it from this angle?
No. You do it from down here. Don't worry. It's a long one. This is not college football.
You take your headset.
Why are the goalposts elevated here?
Well, because these are your linemen blocking, man.
Oh, okay.
You got to get over a lot of company
here. We're going to have Steve
Weiss. There's your football. You come on down here.
Here we go.
And you come on down here, and Steve's going to set up for it. He says he's feeling a little cold. So let's see how he does here. Steve is – he's not – wow! Wow! That was good. Number four.
No, he didn't make it.
Wide right. You and Mike Smith. Mike Smith yesterday.
He had a bad angle on it.
Mike Smith, a bad camera angle. Mike Smith yesterday. We said he made it because we're sitting here. And Mike came back later apologetically. Said, guys, I didn't make it.
I got to throw the challenge flag. That's a bad camera angle.
Well,
you know what happened?
They called a timeout.
You know what happened? There was a timeout.
They tried to ice you.
They tried to ice you.
Is this the new playoff overtime rules here?
Could you imagine if we saw that now?
I think the owner should get together and call that off right now.
Oh, no.
That cannot happen in the Super Bowl.
Oh, that would be great.
No, it would be insanity.
It would be great because now the first team with the ball is going to have to go for it on fourth down. And then the next team, if they get the ball, they're going to have to go for it on fourth.
They haven't even
practiced this. Okay, now wait. Now, Charles Davis, another one of my colleagues.
Charles Davis.
We've got to get as many people to try this kick.
Absolutely.
Charles Davis, we need you to play some figure football.
Here you go. Charles, here you go. Right here.
See, Charles is so good, man.
Yeah, Charles is stepping up. Right over here. Here's the goalpost. Charles Davis.
Charles will make it now. See, he's like Brian Billick. He's going to analyze this thing from every –
Wide right.
That was horrible, man.
You know what, Charles? There was a timeout. They iced the kicker.
That was bad.
They iced you, Charles.
Come on, man.
But don't worry. Steve missed, too.
Charles Davis.
But Billick made it.
It's up.
Oh, God.
Okay, now here's – now, Charles.
I didn't have
Charles.
That was a do-over. Sam Farmer took 10 times, and then he got it.
Here's what I have to say. If Charles misses this one.
Yeah.
No. Not only is he walking, but now he's going to justify why there are so few.
Oh, CD.
Charles. Okay, Charles, between you and I, between you and I, we have definitely validated why there are no black kickers in the NFL. We do not need to do that.
Hey, my man over there can make it almost every time.
Come on. I can make.
Yeah, we can
punt. We still punt. You can punt.
With Reggie Roby. Yeah. You know, but long gone. But long gone are the days of Daniel Igwebuike.
He's rusting up.
Steve Weiss, NFL Network, NFL.com, Charles Davis, NFL Network.
Thanks a lot, guys. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
You got it.
Thanks, Steve. All right, we're back at Radio Row. We just finished with Steve Weiss, and of course, Charles Davis came in and tried to make the kicks. Yeah, how many attempts did he have there, Jeff?
I think he had five, and he kept moving it closer. People are trying to cheat.
Five attempts, but you know
They're
what?
Cheaters.
I think making his way to us right now.
It's been what crazy day.
Right now,
what
we're
absolutely crazy day.
Oh, we actually got a couple of the.
We've got one microphone.
We got
that's
Adam Sandler
is showing up here.
It is the man, Adam Sandler.
Adam, welcome. Sit down.
I'll get in there.
Make yourself at home.
Yeah, I'll get in there. Can you do the get in there one more time?
Say that again.
I'll get in there.
I'll get in there.
Adam, how you doing?
Welcome.
Just go with it. Right?
We're just in England right now.
We are, that's right. Sky Sports,
the UK.
News Radio.
Last time I was in England, I watched pro football there. You guys are loving your football over there.
Absolutely.
Now, when you say pro football, do you mean American football?
American football. All right. And I did go to a soccer
Premier
game.
Over
there. I went to a soccer game over there, and I loved that, too. That was bananas. But I did love the fact that I was able to watch.
Which game did you see? The Niners Broncos?
Boy, I don't remember.
No, he's saying when he was over there, he saw Sky Sports.
Yeah, I'm saying I watch the sports and I can keep up on my football.
Absolutely, absolutely. We keep bringing it to you, baby.
Appreciate
bringing
it.
American football to the world.
Respect.
That's our tag.
Respect it.
All right.
So Adam, new movie, Just Go With It.
Yeah.
I need to ask you this question. Every time I see a new Adam Sandler movie come out, Adam's got all these beautiful women surrounding him.
And
how do you do it?
We get one question, which is how? No offense. I mean, you're a good-looking guy, really.
No, we all know that.
But,
yeah, I got you.
But.
Yeah, I'm with you. I got you. And it is pathetic.
Jennifer Aniston and Brooke in this movie?
Yeah, no. In real life, you know they don't talk to me. That's fine. But I just give them these nice lines. I say, can you say this? And I'll give you money. And they say, yeah, I guess. And then I cut it.
Are you producing the movie as well?
Sure, man.
Oh, it's the producer angle. You pay him to play with you, just like your mom and your friends and everything. I get it.
All right.
Now, Adam, you know that you're only here because Brooke was supposed to be with us. And you're
and
the filler.
She
got laryngitis.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, she.
That's the reason they're forcing you against your will to be here. No, we're sorry. We're sorry.
She lost her voice screaming. No, not. I don't want to do a sequel.
I kept looking down under the table for a voice, and she slapped me.
We got. Did we find the football, Jeff? Did we find the football? Adam, before we let you go, I know you don't have a lot of time here.
I got plenty of time.
You got plenty. Oh, he's got plenty of time.
I'm not rushing you guys.
It's right over there by the. You know, if you ever play finger football, little flick it.
What the
flick
hell?
The football.
Yeah, I used to do it with a piece of paper.
Right, with a little piece of paper. We're trying to find the paper.
What
but you know what? Well, we were having people
Charles
kick it.
Davis.
Oh, I can kick that right.
Charles
here,
Davis
sure.
was missing.
That's pretty
and
small,
now the ball's
but I.
Gone.
It is, but the football got taken from our table. See
I
how
can,
people
I,
take
I can
stuff?
Throw this through there. No doubt.
You can. All right, let's try that. Let's give that a try. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Adam's going to try and throw me a football through the hoop.
I'm going to get it to you. I'm going over here. I'm sorry. Are you ready?
Big man.
I'm going to leap right. Oh.
Right there.
Okay,
all right.
Nice.
Adam with great spirals, baby.
All right, Adam. Thanks so much for your time.
Adam, the movie
thanks,
is
boys.
Just
Go
With It.
Good luck with converting England into fans. And way
we
to go.
Are. Appreciate
well,
it.
It's respect. Getting big. And we appreciate
it. And if you produce
time.
A movie in the future with more beautiful women, we'd be happy to hold a microphone.
I love you. And you guys, hey, besides getting football over there, tell the people of England there's such a thing as drinking. They can drink over there if they want to.
They know how to drink.
They
got that down pat.
Thanks a lot, Adam. Adam Sandler, people. Appreciate it.
Right on.
Thank you, man.
Good to see you, man. Good luck.
Thank you. You will. Good luck.
All right, Jeffrey, that was Adam Sandler. You never know who's going to jump on the table
Radio
here.
Radio Row is rocking.
I mean, so Nick Lowry, we went to Steve Weiss, and then all of a sudden Adam Sandler steps
Charles
to the plate.
Charles Davis, I'm tired.
It has been a long day of football and celebrities, and they just keep coming.
You know the fun
to,
thing about
oh,
Adam
look
Sandler?
At this.
Oh, wait a minute. Chocolate.
So, nice little – oh, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Once again, the movie's Just Go With It. Starring Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston. That's right, Just Go
Brooklyn
With
Davis.
It. No, Just Go With It.
With It, okay. You're looking at the box that has the chocolates, that has the name of the movie on it.
Just Go With It.
And I'm correcting you.
Why would you ever do that? Why would you ever correct me if you don't know?
It's a hobby, and everyone's got to have a hobby.
All right, so it's Just Go With It. Adam
you notice
Sandler.
How once Adam's gone, the crowd around us disappears?
Everybody leaves.
Everybody's
gone. A mass
We're
sea
still
of
here.
Humanity. But that was really cool, Adam Sandler sitting down here. As you can tell, I'm pretty excited.
Oh, yeah.
Remember at the end of yesterday's show when
you had
Brooklyn,
the question already.
Yeah, at the end of yesterday's show when Brooklyn
you were all sad.
Couldn't sit here.
It was sad,
I was kind
Steven.
Of like, yeah, it was sad, Steven. But that's the way to go out. That's the way to go out from Radio Row. This is obviously the last show before the Super Bowl.
From here, what's going to happen?
Final predictions. We actually went on Sky Sports News TV today with Georgie, who was a little sad because I kind of fawned over Fergie from Black Eyed Peas.
She was
and she's
jealous.
Like, oh, Steven, you've cast me aside already. And I was like, no.
Jealous.
Yeah, she did not like that at all. But that was a lot of fun. Then we came back over here and
defrosted.
And it did. We did. But that was really cool. Adam Sandler for stopping by. That was pretty
neat. Final predictions.
Final predictions. Now, as we did on TV, we gave scores. Jeffrey, you go with
yours.
These
are locked. I said 28-21 Pittsburgh.
All right. And I said all of a sudden, I've been thinking small score and a tight game. But no, I am changing my mind. The Packers are going to come out fierce. They're going to come out strong.
Steve
the final
Weiss
score,
broke it down.
Packers 38, Pittsburgh 21.
That's what you said on TV.
You're
heard
consistent. It here. 38-21, Packers over the Steelers, and running away with it. They will not give Ben Roethlisberger enough time to pull it out in the end. So that's all the time we have here from Radio Row. It's been a great week. We miss the warm weather from Los Angeles, but you
Wait,
know what?
You know, I just got an email. I got a text from Emma.
Yeah, what did she say?
She wanted to do your score again.
I said Pittsburgh Steelers 21. The Green Bay Packers will beat them convincingly with 38 points.
What?
Even from L.A., little Emma can
That's
still
right.
give me
she
the what when
it.
I give a score. And we'd like to thank – they gave us those nice little Godiva chocolates with
the – dips.
No,
you
got your own.
You can keep the box.
You got your own.
You can keep the box.
You got your own.
The box has the movie logo
no,
on it.
You got your
I
own.
I just want what's inside it.
I'm eating the Godiva chocolates.
All right.
All the time we have, people, we got to get going. This
get going
is,
while the getting's good.
We'd like to thank Nick Lowry and Leslie Visser and Steve Weiss, Adam Sandler. I could keep going
Steven,
and going. I don't
how
even
about
have
the NFL
itinerary.
International Office?
Yeah, Dave
Tossel.
We didn't even tell the story. I forgot we left so early this morning
well,
because
was so
it was
much
snowing
snow.
And we wanted to be safe on the drive to Media Center. So I forgot my media credentials at home.
He's wearing temporary credentials
right,
right now.
That's right. Dave Tossel from NFL International was great enough to take me up and say, I can vouch
take
for this guy.
Care of us.
He is who he is. I showed them my driver's license. They gave me a temporary day pass.
NFL International Office
I
is
was
the
able,
best.
That's right. So, Dave Tossel, thank you very much to you. And unfortunately, a big Mike never made it to the set. Michael Irvin, he was swamped. We did try.
I don't even know if he's left yet because there were so many people like climbing on top of each other.
They were really literally trying to get him out of here for like a half hour, and he just could. He was inching closer to the door.
He kept barely one foot
think,
in front of the other.
I don't
other.
Think he ever made it. You know, the guy who I spoke with about getting him on, he really apologized profusely. He was like, they changed the set on us. We didn't know we weren't going to be down here, so our whole day kind of got shot. But that's all right. Besides the people who didn't make it, all
Can't
the people
say it's been a bad time.
All the people who did make it, we appreciated all of their time. It's been really good throughout. We got to see Marissa Miller again today.
Yeah, that was
and
nice.
And then, oh, that's right. We
she
had
waved.
A Olympian, five-time Olympian, Nastya Lukin. Yeah. And Jeffrey thought he saw her again today.
I tried to get her on the phone with Kara, and then I was very embarrassed when she walked over and her name was Janice.
Yeah, I'm like,
and she was just another short blonde girl.
I'm not Nastya.
But how many short blonde girls are here that are really cute? I don't know.
All right, Jeffrey, let's wrap it up. This is Steven Miranda.
Jeff Ellis from Radio Row.
NFL Rants and Raves. Good night.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.